Welcome to the Speak in Flow podcast. Let's unleash your leadership voice. Listen in to the untold stories of high-performing leaders, where they will reveal their golden takeaways to help you become fearless communicators and fast-track your career. Join us for the journey. Welcome, dear listeners, to the Speak and Flow podcast, where we dive into the art of effective communication to unleash your leadership voice. I have a wonderful leader today, community leader. His name is JV Lubano. I got that right, right? JV Lubunow.
Yep.
He's the founder of One Vector Design Company. He's also a community leader, like I mentioned, who provides amazing, wonderful resources to the Filipino community. Primarily, he is in the Southern California, but he's also nationwide. Resources for the nationwide Filipino community. He's also the president of the Chamber of Commerce, who a lot of people don't know. It's also open, not just to Filipinos, but then to the broader community as well, allies. So welcome, JV. Glad you're here.
Thank you. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah. So can you tell the audience more about what you do and what makes you so passionate about it?
Sure. So I wear multiple hats. Why? Because one is never enough. Like, we all want to do a lot of things. You all want to achieve a lot of things, especially if you're a leader. Like, you come up with a lot of ideas and you just you want to do it, and it starts within you. So first of all, what Melinda said, I founded One Vector Design Company, which is a web development and software integration company since 2017. And a little background about the name: JV stands for Juan Victor, and then I did a little play with some words and some good luck. So then I came up with the One Vector brand, and been using it even though, like, even back in my freelance days, like decades ago. And during the pandemic, I founded another company, which, like what Melinda said, provides resources to the Philippine American community, primarily in Southern California, but available in most parts of the US, where there's like a Filipino community or a big population of Filipinos. And it's a digital platform wherein you could find food, products, services, events, and we also organize our own events.
What's the name of it?
It's called adobers.net. So if you're familiar with the food, Filipino adobo,
right?
I derived the name from that. So adobo.
Who doesn't love adobo? I love it.
And so fun fact, adobers is actually short for something. So initially it was called Adobo Marketplace. But it was too long. It's a mouthful to share the web address to people and even just the brand. So since Adobers is about community members, business owners, and supporters, I took the first four letters of Adobo and the last three letters of the supporters, community members, and business owners. Came up with Adobers.
Got it.
Now it sounds like an app, and it's going to be an app in pretty soon. We're working on that. Because of my contributions to the Filipino community, I was elected to be the president of the Philippine American Chamber of Commerce Tri-County. Now it covers three counties, and we often get asked if you have to be a Filipino to be part of it. The answer is no. We're one of the most diverse business organizations in three counties in my area.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I do.
Wow, you are wearing multiple hats.
I am.
You're wearing multiple hats. And I like to drill down on one, and it probably is interconnected, but let's go down to the design company. It's a web design company. And so you work with a lot of entrepreneurs to design their website.
Yep.
And so I'm curious, today we wanted to focus on vision. To be a leader, we have a vision and create a vision and be able to execute on that vision. And so you work with entrepreneurs on the website, and I'm sure that creating the vision for the website can be daunting and challenging. So how does communication play a factor in the website design, the design process.
Communication is a very vital part of, first of all, getting their vision, and for me to be able to translate their vision into a visual. Because especially before I'm able to learn what their vision is, I have to listen, and that's the very first step. I listen, and I mean, I have strategies, I have solutions out of my 20-year experience, but I cannot apply any of the solutions until I hear what the pain points are, what the challenges are, and of course, what their goals are. And especially if it's for a specific project or it's for like a bigger scope. So, in other words, I always look at it this way. You cannot fix something with a hammer when what you need is a drill. So there's always customizations when it comes to even just recommending a solution.
So to recommend the best solution, you need to listen, really understand. But what if the manager or the leader or the entrepreneur doesn't know how to tell their vision? Like, any recommendations to how do you help them clarify their own vision?
And oftentimes this is the case, and I've dealt with multiple clients, decision makers, executives who are like very opinionated, but they don't really know what they want. And that's when I start asking questions. It's a multi step question and answer, and it begins with what and why. And it goes from there. It depends on how the conversation goes.
Because they might think that they know a
I
lot of
mean,
time.
yeah. I mean, I'm. I would say that sometimes I could be like that also, because I mean, I'm also a decision maker and have solution or ideas, but I don't know how to get there. But I mean, we're all guilty of that sometimes.
Oh, totally. So I'm sure that's where you help them when you. When they think they know, and then you say, well, what is the reason for this? Why? And then when they're talking, are there more questions that you ask them to help dig deeper, to make it more clear?
I mean, sometimes the better questions come out of the conversation. And I mean, even though like I follow like a list of questions that I normally ask, these ideas come out as we exchange ideas.
Do you usually get examples from other websites or
Oh
other
yes, yeah.
brands,
Especially
companies?
if the client is auditory and not so visual. I mean, if they're visual and needs to see something, and I always pull up different samples, like either from my past work or other websites that exist, or even a competition.
So how do you help them if there's different people with different visions? You mentioned you work with
So it's very important to figure out the need to haves and the nice to haves, and then we go from there. Obviously, the need to haves need to be prioritized, and the ones that are nice to be there could be somewhere in the future, could do a little bit of compromise.
Do
Because
people
at the end of
generally
the day, it's still the
Do they generally agree together, or is there, what if they don't agree on a
Oftentimes they agree on
project?
something, and it's everyone compromises with one solution or one approach.
Okay, got it. Is there usually one person that makes the decision, or do you work with, or sometimes you work with a couple decision makers?
There are times when there's like a couple of decision makers. I've even excuse me,
It's
excuse
okay.
me. I've even worked on certain projects wherein there's like multi-level decision makers. Like there's the project manager, there's the project director, there's the assistant of the executive, and there's the executive. So I'll tell you one story. For one flyer design that I did in the past, it took me 27 rounds of revisions, which is unbelievable for a
That's
flyer.
unbelievable.
And it's because,
Just
because
because.
every person in the chain has to have a say. And it happens.
They
It's
already
normal.
decide that? Did they decide in the beginning that, hey, we're gonna have 27 people looking at this?
Well, there's only four people, but 27 revisions because
27 revisions from four people.
27 revisions from four people, because before the first level submits this draft to the next one, they wanted to get revised first. And that's how it became Fantasy Aspect Revisions.
How, yeah, so I was gonna ask that. I mean, have you started to develop a website based on their vision? And I'm sure this happens. It doesn't come across, or it doesn't, it's not what they want to.
Yeah, I
What
mean,
happened? What is a reason for that, you think, in the beginning? If there, were there, what are the ways that you can first minimize that chance? And then, yeah, what do you think are those reasons for that happening?
Yeah, oftentimes it's because one reason could be there's too many people in the kitchen, there's too many chefs in the kitchen, and more oftentimes the more normal reason would be the decision maker doesn't know what they want.
Yeah, in the
Yeah.
beginning, right? The vision in the beginning. So how do you know when it's like we're clear for yourself to protect yourself, right? Because yeah, how do you decide that for yourself?
Well, it's always starts with a lot of questions. I mean, I always strive to meet with the decision makers in person, if not on a phone call. And I don't like send an email with a document for them to answer. I always try to get to talk to them, regardless of virtual or in person. And I would strive to be there in person because I can get a sense of their energy. And if they're answering the questions properly, I could gauge them, the body language. I could gauge the body language if they're concrete what they're saying or not. Yeah, so it's important for me to like be there. I even drove for 60 miles one way to close a contract, and I'm sharing that because I knew that there's gonna be some challenges when it comes to like securing the final say of the decision maker. So I drove just to set that meeting and close a contract, and then 2.5 years later, we're still working together.
I mean, it's so important. So it's good. Kudos for you to know, like, when is it that I go dry, right? Because you know, like, the type of conversation, the type of obstacles. Okay, so you could foresee it. This is important for me to actually go with the person, right? And then that will also help you set up like when the project goes and there's like going to be obstacles, at least you guys have a connection too, right?
Exactly. And human connection still is very important because, I mean, I run my business based on relationships. I do marketing, I provide digital marketing services, but I still get a lot of my business through relationships.
And how, I mean, that's why, I mean, and that goes huge, right? That's a what your trust, the community, the people, the relationships that you have. I think that goes so far when projects don't go well. When, like you said, you run into obstacles, right? I mean, as a leader, you're supporting the client, but then also an entrepreneur, you guys need to have like a bond, right? And otherwise, yeah, I think it could be like a lot of finger pointing and
And that's what one of the things that I try to avoid, finger pointing, because it just doesn't delay the project, but it destroys the trust.
So what happens? Have you had a situation? I'm sure you don't have many, but have you had a situation where the client was not happy at all? And what do you say? What do you do?
Well, there are certain clients, I experience that every now and then. I mean, sometimes ideas just don't align together. They want something after realizing that this is what they want. I'm unfortunate that I don't have to deal with a lot of them.
That's good. That's
But
good.
I
That's
came to
good.
a point in the past where I had to fire the client. Yes, it's just unhealthy, not just mentally and but also the project and budget wise, it's unhealthy. So I had to make that difficult decision of firing the client.
It's like there's just misalignment, and you, so knowing when to just call it quits for the both, that's awesome. I remember when I did my website there, it was, I mean, sometimes the client or the person thinks that they know, and then when you go down there, the fear starts coming up, especially for entrepreneurs. I was an early entrepreneur. This is my first website. There's so much emotion involved, like trying to execute what I wanted. We got it done. She was really good. But I think a part of what she did really well was, again, like you said, building the trust. She was very good at seeing what almost like, what I liked, what I didn't, and then things that I wasn't sure about. She guided me through it. So, yeah.
There's one thing that I want to share. So I hop on like a bi-monthly call with a business coach, and one of the things that he always mentioned to me is I have to build a trust, especially because my service is intangible. It's not something that people can hold on to. So in other words, the services I provide is also a personal service. They buy based on trust.
Exactly. And so, what do you say are the key communication factors for a successful? What would you see would be the secret ingredient for successful project execution for a website?
If there's one, I would say is to listen. That's a very important part of it. I mean, I could come up with a
And for
lot of
you, what does
solutions.
listening mean? Like, what does listening mean to you?
Listening means discovering their pain points, their challenges, and where they want to go, where they want to be after the result of a project.
Yeah, asking the right questions to understand those, right? Okay, great. Yeah, I think that's hard too sometimes because we want to say what we want to say, right?
And
We
sometimes
want to.
it takes another person, let's say in my case, it's me that who's that who that person is, to ask the question and we form something together.
Wow. And how are you doing all of this? You're doing this one vector design company, the leader of Filipino resources. Yeah, what do you, how do you
Well,
catch all?
I don't do it alone. That's the secret. That's what I would say that the secret is.
Good. You're able
So
to manage, build a team.
So fun fact about the Adobe's platform. I am business partner with a former competition.
Wow. Oh, that's
And
great.
now it's the best loyalty I've ever experienced in my whole life.
That's awesome. That goes to show that you walk the walk when it comes to building relationships and people around you.
I
And that's
tried.
how you try. Yeah, it sounds like it. I mean, you're the leader of these resources and these communities. That's great. That's great. And what makes you excited about having part of this community?
Well, what makes me excited the most is I'm able to use the skills that I've developed throughout the 2 decades of experience and be able to bring back to the community through it.
They're taking benefit from it.
I mean, it used to be for myself. But I think as you mature and as a business owner, you look out to others too, and what you do, what you whatever services you provide becomes not just a service but also a community service.
And what is the skills that you feel that you bring that you're good at bringing forth the community?
I provide guidance in digital marketing and anything that's geek stuff, techie stuff. Sometimes, sometimes I even find myself geeking out in a conversation.
Yeah, but I think that's what I like about you is that you're very approachable and it sounds like you're able
Thank you.
to relate these complex geeky talk to anybody. And so people are not intimidated by you. They are able to talk to you and you tr build trust that way. And then you bring all the geekiness in.
And
Trust you.
sometimes I just find myself like talking to technical stuff, and the other person's like,
But you can tell you're able to spot that, where some people may not be able to spot that. So that's great. That's great. Well, how will people get a hold of you if they need to connect with you or want to connect and get a website or join your communities? What's the best way?
So the best way is to visit our website, onevector.net. That is onevector.net. And if you are a business owner who wants to market in the Filipino community, regardless of being Filipino or not, visit adobers.net.
Yes, join this, join the resources, get the resources or connect with JV. I learned a lot today about how to help
I'm
people
happy.
with vision, communication when it's even when it's tough, right? How to have build that trust with people and the importance of that and asking the right questions and listening. Yeah.
Thank
Thank you
you.
so much, JV. I
Thank
really
you too.
appreciate it and hope you all enjoyed this conversation with JV and I. We had a great time and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode, and all the links will be shared in the episode show notes. Until I see you again, take care. Thanks, JV.
Thank you, Melinda.
Okay. Thanks for joining the conversation today. Are you curious on how you measure up with your ability to speak in flow? Come grab my free self-assessment at speakinflow.com/assessment. This assessment only takes a couple minutes to fill out. You will get your results within 5 minutes. See how you measure up with your ability to speak in flow and an unshakable confidence. Take the assessment, click on the link in the comments, and I'll see you on the other side.